Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Breakups are hard, but apparently science is here to help us out to say there's a I don't know how if they do this in your workplace, but here at Cox Media Group, they often send out emails about the best practices on how to do things.
Yes.
So if your group has like a best practices, think of this as a best practice for breaking up.
Okay.
There are certain times when you need a buffer. When you're about to break bad news to someone. Mm-hmm. And then there are certain times when you just need to be blunt and direct. Breaking up is one of those times where you need a tiny buffer, and then you have to be direct after that.
Right.
You don't need to dance around and sugarcoat it because it makes it worse. So, for example, they've discovered that the best way to break up with someone is to give them a quick warning and then say what you need to say. So I would say to you, Miguel, we need to talk.
Oh.
And that already puts you in a frame of mind where it's not going to be good.
Right.
So that's your buffer. We need to talk is the buffer. And then give them a few seconds to realize it is bad news. And then say something straightforward like, you know what? This isn't working. I think we should break up.
Mm. Now, do you have to go into a long explanation or do you just keep it at we're breaking up? Or does that depend on how long you've been together?
I think it depends on how long you've been together. But also, I think it depends on them because, you know, they might want more or less information depending on who they are. So once you do the quick buffer and then the direct news, they might be asking questions and you should answer their questions, but you don't need to spend 3 hours probably. I mean, if we're talking about a marriage, obviously that's a little different.
Right.
But if you've been with someone for 6 months, a year, even a year and a half, I think that it's easier to just be direct and try to keep it as short as possible so that you're not now being talked back into staying in a relationship. Because that can happen too.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the best way to do it. Same thing with any kind of medical diagnosis or anything. People are like, just give it to me.
Or what you can do if you're breaking up with someone, what I've done in the past, you can fake cry. That sort of leads into it. And then you break up with the person.
That's a terrible idea.
I did that like 7 years ago.
Oh.
I feel kind of awful about it, but it was sort of a great way to just ease into the situation.
For you.
And I felt
For you.
I was Meryl Streep in that moment. I had the biggest fake tears ever. It was really hard on me.
Oh my gosh. On you again. That was not the best thing for them, just so we're all aware of everything and how it goes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the Taco Bell collection at Forever 21?
What?
Forever 21 has given us something that we can cherish forever.
I'm down for this.
It's a line of clothing for men and women that features everything from, quote, eye-popping graphics to subtle patches that alert those around you to your taco fandom. Tomorrow, it goes nationwide.
Do we know if they have Taco Bell rompers for men? Because I would rock that on a Taco Tuesday.
You know what? I wish they did. I don't know. I haven't seen the whole line. What did make me laugh this morning was that the models who were showing off the clothing, there was a girl wearing, you know, the packets of hot sauce?
Yes.
They say hot, and then they say a slogan or something on them. She's got a tank top that looks like a hot sauce packet.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guy was wearing, like, a sweatshirt with a Taco Bell something logo, whatever, on it. But they described the color as millennial pink. I go, what is millennial pink?
Love it.
Why?
Oh, that's so awesome. Producer Ryan just pulled up a photo of it. I am so down for this.
Yeah. So get ready. It's happening at Forever 21 starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. And then finally, there is a trend on Google. We know that everyone's getting on board this whole stories thing that Snapchat started, and then Instagram picked it up, and then Facebook, and now Google is following suit.
Oh, dear.
So when you Google stuff, now there is going to be, it's kind of like Snapchat Discover, where if you swipe all the way to your right, like, you know, you swipe left to get to the right,
mm-hmm.
there's that whole content section.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's going to be that, but with Google, and also stories. Like, it's going to be at the top of, if you Google something on your phone, there's going to be stories at the top of the search, and then also you can discover more, and they're going to be paying for content from some of those same providers that work with Snapchat.
Oh, I see. So will this be from, I mean, will it be like our stuff or like media companies that are providing that content?
From what I understand, it's media companies, but it'll probably transition into our stuff sometime in the near future.
Wow. So you'll be able to Google Miguel Fuller and you'll be able to see something from me.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work quite that way, but maybe.
I'm down for it. I want people to Google my name.
We all know how Google Plus worked. Not well, if you recall. I was on board Google Plus at first because I liked the circles. I liked it.
I just want people to be able to Google my name. And if you are, if you're bored today and you Google my name and then you type, you click on images, you'll see some stuff from the past from me. It's really awkward.
Oh my gosh. For some reason, I've Googled myself. The first thing that comes up is Holly O'Connor Radio and then Holly O'Connor Husband. I'm like, why? What? That's fine. That's fine. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.